The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release. We'll be in here in a little bit. She's running interference for the whole house today. Today, the 12th of February, 2026. Do I need to keep saying 2026? Mainly for me.
Yeah.
Okay. 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on?
It's National Plum Pudding Day.
Okay. Have you ever had plum pudding?
No. Doesn't sound good.
Plum pudding, isn't that kind of like an English thing? Stuck my finger in a plum pudding and brought out two blackbirds or something like that. It's about a good...
It's also also known as Christmas pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably a bread pudding or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what it looks like.
Okay.
Charles Darwin was born in 1809.
For those people that believe in evolution... You know, evolution.
Abraham Lincoln was also born in 1809.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We're having a big President's Day Monday. I think it's a national type holiday. Used to be Washington's birthday, didn't it?
So.
Yeah. And then they decided to make it President's Day and make it a, you know, 3-day weekend. All right. Hey, today's weather. Sunny with a high near 65. Looking good out there. Mm-hmm. Friday, mostly sunny, and Friday night, mostly cloudy. Now, Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, and Saturday night, rain likely, and with a low around 43. And then Sunday, rain. Sunday night, rain, low around 42. Washington's birthday, rain, and Tuesday, rain, and Tuesday night. Starts clearing up, and Wednesday, it's rain, but mostly cloudy. So it's going to get down into the 30s over, oh gosh, it looks like in Saturday night, Sunday, Monday night, it's going to be cold. It's going to be in mid-30s, so be aware of that. And also the storm coming up should do a lot for the Mount Shasta Ski Park, let's hope. So that's what it looks like. But enjoy today and tomorrow, and then start getting ready for the weekend and the rain. If you're at a higher elevation, some snow. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson.
Right there in Anderson.
Family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, providing outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans to help their customers make sure that they stay warm during the winter. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest this morning for the 7 o'clock hour is Mike Gallagher, who is running for supervisor and just put that announcement out a few weeks ago. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Tell us who Mike Gallagher is.
Well, I'm born and raised right here in the North State, just in Tama County. Born in Corning, raised in Los Molinos. I've been in Shasta County for 40 years now. Came in 1986 and love being here as a dad and a husband. You know, been fortunate to raise a family here, and we have 9 grandkids, so that keeps Nana pretty busy there. But my wife and I really just love living in Shasta County. I've avid outdoorsman, love to hunt and fish, and love that we get to live in a place where
you got a picture of you holding a big silver here.
looks like.
That would be a steelhead, but
your steelhead, mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Yeah, we love catching steelhead. So they're an animal to be admired at the very least. They're pretty.
I've caught one of those one time, and but it was a wild. So you know, it wasn't
yeah.
a.
Hatchery
one, so went right back in the water, but it was really good size.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that was up on, in the Trinity, I think.
That's where we go.
Yeah.
That's where we go. Yeah, we target them. So
you've been around here for a long time.
Yes.
And you were in the HVAC industry.
13 plus years as an HVAC tech, yeah.
My grandson's going through HVAC school right now.
Good for him.
He did a year of college, like he promised his parents at New Mexico State, and then he's in the HVAC program and loves it.
And where is he going to school?
Down New Mexico State, okay. Down in, wherever it is down there in Arizona or in New Mexico.
Yeah, great.
It'll come to me in a second. Yeah, the technical schools are on the same campus as New Mexico State.
Brilliant.
And he did his first year, did well, but he's always like working with his hands. And he said, I really want to do this. And of course, yeah. Parents are applauding him because he's wanted to do something that is a demand, a service that's in demand and pays well. So,
you know, it is a passion of mine as a blue collar guy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go to college. Yeah. I went to a trade school and learned a trade and loved doing it for 13 years. I spent a large portion of that in the commercial side of, sure. of repair, but just.
And that's what he wants to do. He wants to get into the commercial side.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's, we are sorely lacking really good commercial technicians in the industry, and we're lacking plumbers. And we're, you know, if you've heard.
It's everything.
In 10 years, we're going to be, if we don't get this turned around,
it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Well,
they're great.
And then our trucking industry, even before we started with the people that can't speak English, was in trouble too. They were short, and they looked like they were going to be short 70,000-80,000 drivers here in the next 4 or 5 years. Guys aging out, men and women aging out.
Right.
And now we're having, you know, the problems that you see in the news about a lot of the drivers.
Yeah.
can't speak English.
Right.
And I mean, we need this emphasis on people going to trade schools.
Right. That
going to a university, in my opinion, and getting a degree. And I think it's something like 3 out of 4 or something, don't ever work, or 3 out of 5 don't ever work in their major.
Right.
They end up working in something else.
Yeah.
As opposed to a technical field. They're going to work in that as much as they want.
And I think, Carl, it's really important for young people to understand that you can make a really fine living doing service.
Yeah.
You know, that's changed in the industry. When I got into it back in 1988, it wasn't, you know.
It wasn't quite as good then.
$18.50 an hour was off of the mark, but they make, you know, they can make well over $100,000 now as a service tech. It's not a problem, so.
Okay, so you were in HVAC, but then you decided to go into your own business.
Correct.
But it wasn't HVAC, though.
Metal roofing. How do you make that jump?
How did you make that jump?
You know, I had an opportunity to, a gentleman came to me. He was actually roofing at our church there in Anderson, Doug Kroll, just a wonderful guy, and approached me with buying his company. And I didn't have the means to do that at the time, but we worked out of a business proposition, for lack of a better word, and we transitioned Doug out as I transitioned in, and then we formed a new business called Your Site Metal Roofing, and it was like a gutter machine, but it rolled out flat snap lock panels, if anybody knows about that. And so we would take flat rolls of steel, painted steel, and create a roof and put them on site, and loved doing that. It was really fun.
I like metal roofs.
Me too. I'm a big fan.
One thing, does it help with your fire insurance and all that because it's metal?
100%.
I mean, I would think it would.
It should. It should. I would hope the insurance companies would look at that and give a discount for it, because it doesn't burn. You know, you can burn the paint off it, but you're not going to burn the steel unless you have a car fire or a campfire.
Yeah,
then nothing's going to survive it. Yeah, nothing's going to survive it.
Safes don't make it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, learned about payrolls and taxes and all the other neat things the state of California does.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask about taxes, Carl.
No, it sucks.
Oh,
I mean, it's. I mean, every year they find new ways of coming after small businesses from people who've never had small businesses.
Yeah.
I think Brian Daly, and then later on Heather, told me that out of that whole group down there in the assembly, only two of them ever wrote checks to employees.
There's an indictment.
Yep. There lies a problem. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mike Gallagher. He's running for supervisor. And we're just talking about him, you know, and now we're going to talk about, after we get back from the break, about how he got into politics. So we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions.
Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th.
An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m.
Experience the clairvoyance.
Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com.
Or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op and Ready, and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. A Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser, February the 20th, down at Wind River Resort and Casino. You can buy a table, you can buy a standard table, you can buy individual tickets there. It's $70, and all that money goes into back putting flags and red carnations nationwide to honor those who have served. Of course, this is Preston Sharp, who started this one day, when he looked around the cemetery and noticed that the other veterans, like his grandfather, didn't have a flag. And he was, I don't know, 10 years old? How long has he been doing this? It's been a long time. We had him on the show. So it was, we got photos of him when he was just a kid.
Yeah.
And now he's going to college over at Shasta College, I believe. And, but he has been literally all over the United States. He's been at the White House. He's been at the, you know, President's State of the Union address. But he keeps this thing going strong. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., February the 20th. And for more information, go to PrestonSharp.net or give April a call at 530-515-3825. PrestonSharp.net. I'm here with Mike Gallagher, Anderson City Councilman, who's thrown his hat in the ring for the District 5. Supervisor position. So you were on the planning commission in Anderson.
Originally.
And then you were appointed in 2018 to the Anderson City Council.
Correct.
Okay. And why was that?
Well, when Norma Komnick, who had won her election that
year. Whom we all love.
Who we all miss.
Miss.
To this day. Absolutely. And when she could not fulfill the role, as she got ill, they had asked me if I would be interested in throwing my hat in the ring for an appointment to fulfill that position. And I said yes, and they appointed, and been serving for 7 years now. We're in our eighth year on the council.
Yeah, you went back, and then you also ran for re-election in 2022.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, had to do that.
Mm-hmm. What got you into this race, into the supervisor's race?
Well,
you've got an incumbent. You've got a former supervisor running in this race too. And so why'd you jump in?
I think it's, as I've been talking to folks, I think it's really clear that we need change at the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
I think as I've talked to people around from all over our county and in other counties and even down in the Bay Area, just had a conversation the other night with a gentleman, and the change has to come, and now's the time. I would add to that, as having served the beautiful city that I live in and love in Anderson, Now is the time, if I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Carl, I think it's waiting another 4 years, as much as I think I would be fine on the council in Anderson. I think now is the time to jump in and changes. I mean,
what kind of changes are we talking here, Mike?
Well, I think number one, as I sat through the meeting on Tuesday, I think we just need to give the people a voice again. You know, as I've watched what goes on there, I think it's really important. The process is what it is, and it's by the people for the people, and people just want to have a voice and be heard, not just be able to talk, but be heard. And I don't know that that's happening right now.
Well, I mean, these meetings last a long time because people are voicing their opinions. I mean, you have an 8 or 9 hour meeting because there's people discussing every issue. But is it because you don't think they're being listened to when they're portraying their concerns or stuff?
Yeah, I don't know that they're being heard, and I'm not trying to be word crafty. I think it's really important. We can listen, but are we actually hearing what they're saying? And I'm not convinced that's happening right now. So that's one reason for sure.
All right. And what are some other things that bring you on, besides you wanting to make sure that people are heard and then what they're saying is actually being maybe even acted on?
Yeah, and I think it's important that we realize we have to listen to understand. Agreement can't be the goal, right? Because how often are we always going to agree with everybody that we talk to, right? So if agreement's the goal, then we're going to fail, I think. I think if we can listen to understand, it's really important to me. I don't have all the answers. I know that that's sometimes expected of the elected official, but I think we have to come to some more understanding in our county.
Well, at least a general idea of what's going on. I don't think that's asking too much.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Elected officials.
And what's important to people is important to them, right? And so, you know, I think they should have a voice. The system is sometimes that's the only voice they have. I do appreciate what you and Linda do and the media does. That's a vital role in our system. And so I think that's really important to get the word out that way. But some folks, you know, aren't going to get on the radio. So they have the Board of Supervisors to voice their concerns.
Well, yeah, and the Board of Supervisors used to be pretty sleepy meetings until COVID hit, if you remember. I mean, they were very sleepy. I mean, they go in there to be out of there in 30 minutes. But then COVID changed all that. Now, here we are, 2026. It still gets rambunctious in there.
Yeah.
What about the what's your thoughts on the jail? I mean, this thing is everybody that comes on, it used to say, well, I'm going to build that jail. Well, no, they're not. So, what, you know, we need a new jail. We need some kind of facility. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that, and I've done some research and I've talked to, I actually was very thankful. Sheriff Johnson gave me some time to kind of lay out the plan, and I've also talked to residents who live around there, and they're very nervous, and there's actually fear, and that grieves me that the fear has jumped in. For me, it's very important that people understand how we got here. AB 109, which doesn't get talked about very much anymore, Prop 47, Prop 57 were three bills that has forced sheriffs across the fruited plains of California to deal with a very violent group of individuals who really need to be in a state penitentiary. I did some research. George Duke Majan was the one who actually built up our prison system, is my understanding, and then only to be dismantled by our current administration in at the state level to quote-unquote balance a budget, I think, was the reason.
They've done a real good job on that.
Oh, my heavens. But I was having a conversation with a gentleman the other day, and I said, you know, did they give us all the money for AB 109 that they were spending? They were balancing a budget, so I'm not the sharpest, you know, the joke is not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I can do that math. No, they were balancing a budget. So they forced all these inmates into the county jails without the funding. And so here we find ourselves underfunded and needing to deal with, my estimation, there's probably 80 inmates in our county jail that should absolutely be in a state penitentiary. So,
well, they're not going to take them, though.
No, not so, a, no.
So, is there? Do you see the possibility of a new jail?
I think realistically, we all know it's a little ways out. The need, no question, the need.
Right.
What I would really like to see is that the state would reopen some of these penitentiaries and would relieve our burden that way, because I think that would be a much.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to hold on to some hope,
maybe,
Carl.
If Sheriff Bianco gets in there, he might do that. This jail question is really not even a fair question to ask anymore, because we know we don't have the money. We know there's not going to be a bond issue.
Right.
So Sheriff Johnson's plan is not a jail, but it is a jail,
right?
In some ways,
yeah.
But if you call it a different name and it's set up differently, I mean, it's I can see where there could be funding for this.
Yeah.
However, we've also had the people on whose homes are being affected by this.
Yeah.
So
this is
a flashpoint there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, 7:30 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. Yeah, if you're looking for an electric vehicle, and people still are, electric vehicles, hybrids, all of those, then REU has information about rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates, local, state. I think I just saw Newsom just put in a bunch of money into the rebates for people that wanting to buy the electric or hybrid cars. So, cityofreading.org/EV. And we'll be right back with Mike Gallagher.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 12th of February, 7:35 in the morning, 49 degrees. You know, my computer, it tells me the temperature and says, hey, it's going to be sunny today. For some reason, it's always saying 49. Is it just because I'm looking at it at the same time in the morning? Benjamin?
I mean, that's pretty good luck.
That's pretty good luck, isn't it? Hey, I'm here with Mike Gallagher. He's running for supervisor, 5th District. He's been a city councilman down in Anderson successfully. And I asked him why, and he says it's time. He says it's time for change. So what are some of the things? What are things that your core principles here are?
Well, I've fought pretty hard in some of my role is for looking out for taxpayer dollars, living within our means, transparency, accountability. It's not political. It's just good governance and over, you know, that's what elected officials are supposed to do is have some oversight.
The you've been obviously following board of supervisors, you go to meetings and stuff. When you say where the money's going, this was one of the complaints that other supervisors have said, and now I'm here in the city council. I mean, get this huge budget. Yeah. I mean, and but a lot of times, like 80% of it is already gone. I mean, sure. It has to go to areas. Yeah. So your general fund, where you can move money around and all that, right, is a lot less than people think. Right. What do you see? Is the money not being used in the way it should be, or is this more of a general thing that taking a look at it?
I think it could be more of a general thing, and I think taking the time to go line by line through that budget, mm-hmm, transparency again, finding. Let me say this. We've had to do that in Anderson for the last 2 years because, yeah, when revenues drop and expenses go up, you have to. You do it at home. The people who live in our wonderful county have to live on a budget, and sometimes we have to make really tough decisions. We've had to do that in Anderson, and I'll bring that experience as a supervisor up to the Board of Supervisors and to the county government. It's not personal. We have to live within our means. And I think that there's always going to be room for improvement. I'm not saying that. And so, yes, accountability, transparency is, it's not political. It's looking out for the taxpayer.
What do they call it? Zero-based budgeting. I hear this where every year, instead of getting an extra 2% on top,
yeah,
that you make, you take them literally back down to zero, and each department has to put in, this is why I need this $1 million,
yeah,
and where the money goes.
Right.
Do you know if they're doing that? I don't think they're doing that, are they?
I don't know. But we should be. That's what we had to do in Anderson. You know, we had to go line by line and, mm-hmm, make tough decisions, and I was able to do that. We had to raise some rates, and that was very painful, but we had to do that. And making those tough calls is not fun. It's not easy, but we have to. And I think the taxpayer who's actually funding that 20% that we do have a say over, I think they deserve for us to look really hard at that and then looking at that other 80% of that budget line by line as well, and saying, are those really essential services that people need, or is there places where we can make some adjustments and do it better?
So the core services, public safety,
yeah,
that's always been a core service,
yeah,
and infrastructure.
Yeah,
those two. You know, to me, government, and this is federal or whatever, federal government, our borders, our military, and infrastructure.
Yeah.
Somehow we've gotten away from that. And into what we have now, until we've morphed into whatever it is now.
Right.
I think a lot of times the county and the city government, public safety, infrastructure,
yeah,
you know, essential services.
Right.
Electricity, water, sewers.
Yeah.
Which is infrastructure, yeah, to me.
Yep.
We've gotten away from that.
I agree. And there's room. I think there's a ton of room for improvement. I've got a strong track record of voting to give our law enforcement there in Anderson everything we could possibly afford, the resources they needed to do their jobs, and I'm really proud they've gone after some grant monies as well. And so we're
you guys are doing pretty good. Well, you all had that 1%. Didn't you have a 1% sales tax?
We did a half cent sales tax.
And that solved a lot of your problems right there.
It's been a huge thing. Sure. And it's been great for the public as well, not just law enforcement, but we've been able to have the mosquito serenade and some of the social things that we get to provide to our residents. And the beautiful part of that is lots of people from all over the county come to Anderson because it's safe. And it's a nice place to be. They come to our park.
It's a nice place. Oh, it's a nice place. Wonderful. I ride my horse down in there.
Love it.
And people don't know it. You can ride. There's places to ride horses in there. Sure. In the Anderson River Park.
Come down to Anderson.
You know, when we start talking core services, then we get into things like permitting. Mm-hmm. And when people come in there for permitting. And maybe it's gotten better. I don't know. But I've been on this show for 16 years. And for 16 years, I've heard people say, well, I'm going to take a look. We're going to streamline all the permitting processes and then getting them checked and all this. I've been hearing this for 16 years and I'm still hearing complaints out there that it's still kind of an onerous thing to try and get something, through the county. When you look at Chico, which is about the same size as we are, and they've got like three times the number of, new starts. And, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And you're a business, small businessman. You know, you had to pull permits. Yep. What's your thoughts on this? I mean, I'm, when Kelstrom comes on, I say, well, Chris, what have you done?
Right.
What have you done to make it easier?
Well, that is the question. I can't fix the past, but I know
we can surely move forward.
And we've worked really hard in Anderson, and we've had our fits and starts in Anderson.
Yeah.
But we've got a great group down there, and they are, I think, setting a great example of how we could do it. Granted, it should be scalable, right? It is streamlining the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting really good people in place if you need to, and we've got some of the best on our second floor, and giving them the tools they need to do their jobs. And I think there's probably room to go. Have they gotten actually the resources they need to do the job with, you know, technology and training and customer service and all the things that planning department needs to have.
You know, and I could be service. You know, and I could be wrong because I haven't had anybody on from there lately. But I would like to think that when somebody wants to pull a permit for construction, that for a house, that they can fill it out online, send it in, and then come in one time and go over it, have it all looked at, and then they don't have to come back again.
Yeah,
I mean, to me that makes sense, and I know there's cities that happens in.
Yeah,
that you don't come back three or four times, or somebody wants to make a change.
Right.
In it.
Well, we've worked very hard on that in Anderson.
Yeah.
And having that experience and being able to tap into that coming forward and coming to the county, I think will be invaluable to that department. I'm not here to tell people exactly how to do their job. I think that's going on and that's not
but
right.
But you're there to supervise it.
But we're there to supervise it, give them the tools and resources they need and bring our experience forward. That's what I'm going to be about.
Okay. I'm here with Mike Gallagher. He's a city councilman down in Anderson. He's running for supervisor in the 5th district. And he wants to, if I understand this correctly, which I think I do, we're looking at living within our means.
100%.
Which all of us have to do. And if you're a small businessman, you know about this. We can't print more money. No. It'd be nice. Transparency and focusing on core services. We're going to come back and we're going to talk health and human services after this break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:48 in the morning here, 49 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, my friends, on the 12th of February. And my guest today is Mike Gallagher. He's a city councilman down in Anderson, and he's running for County Supervisor District 5. The incumbent is Chris Kellstrom, but Tim Garman's also throwing his hat in the ring, too. So the Health and Human Services, which takes half of the budget, and has been the focus for years of consternation from different groups of people.
Yeah.
They've gone to a couple, you know, different heads of it. You know, one doctor fired. That was, and then Dr. Moo now is in charge of it, and that was consternation. They've had other people that run it that literally had to go on sick leave from because of the stress, mm-hmm. and they've got that. Yeah. I think they've got that addressed. But when you look at that, are they, in your opinion, are they meeting the requirements of Shasta County?
Well,
I know you haven't gotten into it. I mean, it's not like you're sitting on the board and you can get into all of the different personalities right. and departments like that. But
sure.
would you just say an overall, are they, if you're giving them a grade from A being the very best to F, mm. where do you think they are? In your opinion?
Well, I'm not certain I'm qualified at the moment to give them a grade. Mm-hmm. I think that it was brought to my attention that there's an overspending on the Health and Human Service side over budget. We have budgets for a reason mm-hmm. of nearly $1 million a month. And when that was brought to the board, it was kicked down the road, for lack of a better term. And I'm... You know, when those things come to our attention, you can't wait. You have to address it immediately mm-hmm. and find out and do the deep dive and figure out what the heck is going on with that. I think you mentioned earlier, you know, we don't have control over a lot of those dollars because we're told
It's got to go here. It's got to go there.
It's got to go here. Got to go there. But we build budgets for a reason. And so if we're not following the budget, then we're going to, you know, we're going to overspend and we're going to sink the ship because the general fund makes up the difference often in those situations, and that's not okay.
And your law enforcement, public safety comes out of your general fund.
And so we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's public safety and infrastructure and essential services. That's what we have to provide. I love driving my county roads, and they're in really bad situations. Sorry to change the subject, but they're in really bad shape. But it all ties together, as we both know. We have to get after that as well. We also have to provide those essential services. I don't want anybody not to get an essential service. But Tuesday I sat in there, and the in-home health care workers, you know, they can't earn a livable wage. They don't get any benefits. They don't get any 401ks. But they voted themselves a raise. Of 59%, and then another 4%
board of supervisors,
then another 4%
cost
of living. I was like, something's out of balance here, and that's what I want to bring is some balance back to this county and some.
Do you consider the supervisor job full time or part time?
Oh, I think it's a full time job for sure.
Well, see, now there lies the problem mm-hmm. with people, because you look at the city council. Mm. Which, that's the dog, don't worry. He's one of ours.
Beautiful.
He's one of ours.
apparently likes me.
Some dog runs in and just, he loves people. So what you have is, because I've asked this question before, and mm-hmm. in past years, it's part-time. And you look at city council, who handles a lot of money, too. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a part-time position, yet with all of the mechanics of it mm-hmm. and the intricacies mm-hmm. of it, it's full-time. Yeah, I mean, it's gone mm-hmm. to full-time. Mm-hmm. Raising your pay 59% to me was wrong. You know, 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, do 10% or whatever it takes to get, you know, if you're going to work there full time, mm-hmm. you need to be paid. Mm-hmm. I think the city council should be paid more. But, you know, giving yourself a raise is very unpopular around here.
It's public service. It's not like it shouldn't be a career. We know what career politicians do to our country, so it shouldn't be a career. So should it be a career type wage? I don't think so. I didn't jump in this race to earn a living. In fact, I've because of our budget situation in Anderson, I've waived my whopping $300 a month that we got stipend. And so, but when times are tough, then we do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced that a a couple of raises like that. When you have essential workers trying just to earn a livable wage, that was on full display Tuesday to me, and I think that it needs to be talked about. So.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions sure. here. The Veterans Service Office that they have down there in Shasta County, that comes out of the general fund. Yeah. And there's nothing that says that's kind of an at-will department.
Hmm.
I encourage you to go and look at it. It has served so well our
yes.
veterans.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to move them into a bigger office right now. So... that's one of the, when I say it will, is we don't have to have that.
Yeah.
We have some of our street people walking by waving.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, okay, Veterans Service Office.
Yeah.
They have sent letters, the Board of Supervisors sent letters about the, and voted against the wind projects. What was your feelings on the wind projects?
On the wind? Oh, good question.
Up there
up
there in Round Mountain and Bernie area?
As an outdoorsman and a conservationist, I don't like to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I think power generation is great, but it's... Yeah, it's not what I want to see in my forest at all. That's the bottom line. I don't want to see that when there's myriads of other ways to generate
to
power.
It.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. They've gotten into the open carry. I don't know if you followed that, but the open carry in Shasta County. In fact, they just had a lawsuit. It went up, to the Supreme Court. Or at least, no, it went up to the... ninth, it said, yeah, people, according to the Constitution, should be able to open carry.
Yeah.
And counties over 200,000 people. Well, you could always carry in counties under 200,000 people.
Mm.
But none of the sheriffs have agreed to do this. So you just carry your firearm openly.
Yeah. Sure.
That's going to probably come up. And do you have any feelings about just... What's your general feelings just on the Second Amendment around here?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I need to renew my CCW just for the record. I'm a big fan of that. It protects the First Amendment. That's the bottom line. The Second mm-hmm. Amendment, not only does it help our citizens, and I should have the right to protect myself and my family and maintain that right, but it also protects the First Amendment, which gives people the right to say what they feel when they want to say it.
Yeah, people sometimes mix that up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 2.5 minutes left, Mike.
All right.
Tell us what you want to try to accomplish. If you're elected, what would you like to accomplish?
Well, philosophically, I really want to see us come back to a peaceful county. I think we, up and down the state, as I've talked to many, many people, what's happening with our county board of supervisors right now is not okay. It's unsolicited information comes to me that what's happening right now with the way things are being done, everybody sees it. Nobody's happy with it. I think, I'll carry forward my strong support of our police, and fire our first responders because public safety is primary. Also, domestic violence, which we haven't talked about, is really important because it's a number in our county that's unacceptable to me. And I think there's really great people doing great work in that space.
Mm-hmm.
They need support. I wanted to say thank you, Carl, for your service to our country. As a proud Marine, I didn't have to serve. I grew up in, I graduated in 82. No excuses. I just didn't ever go in the military. But our veterans have to be taken care of. I believe the landscape is changing. And that's really good news on one level that, when the waste, fraud, and abuse ends, we're going to have enough resources to serve those who have earned it for sure. So those things, a few of the things that are really important to me. And, again, our infrastructure, public safety and infrastructure, everybody in Shasta County drives. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we need to have roads that are acceptable. And I'm going to push really, really hard to find the funding to get our roads back in shape. And that's just really important to me as well. So
public safety infrastructure and essential services.
And essential services.
That's what government's supposed to do.
And if we're transparent, it's not political. It's just good governance. You know?
Okay. So, well, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah. VoteGallagher.com is a great way to do that. You can go to that website and
got a nice website here.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a great team behind me and they're
do you have any events coming up?
We're working on that schedule right at the moment. We don't have anything planned in the moment, although I did secure a venue last night on the phone, so we're going to put that in the queue to have a fundraiser there, and we need to raise, as you know, Carl, we need to raise some money to do this well, and get the word out.
But okay,
thank you for your time this morning.
Mike Appreciate Gallagher, it. Running for supervisor, District 5, VoteGallagher.com. There
That's
you
it.
Go. Hey, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, Dr. Norm Hall, head of Simpson University, is going to join us with all the new things that are happening out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Will be able to arrest criminal illegal aliens in Minnesota jails instead of having to chase them in the streets. Trump Border Czar Tom Homan says he is ending the large-scale immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, is safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is testifying this morning on Capitol Hill, a Senate hearing focusing on immigration enforcement. A fiery Attorney General Bondi clashed with Democrat lawmakers during a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. The issue, her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Bondi says while the Biden administration sat on the Epstein files for 4 years, the Trump Justice Department has released millions of pages.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators, and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the San Francisco teacher strike drags on, the New York Post reports a teachers union is urging parents to refrain from homeschooling their children. The school district has provided parents with home study materials for their kids. Mexico sending two shiploads of humanitarian aid to Cuba as U.S. sanctions aggravate the communist island's energy crisis. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 36 points, while the Nasdaq trading 172 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight is harder than it used to be? You're eating better and exercising, but the scale barely moves? The real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting just makes it worse. PhD Weight Loss has helped thousands fix the root cause of stubborn weight. Take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and shows why your body is resisting weight loss so you know exactly what to fix. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. That's fixmyweightloss.com.
From Lionsgate and Kingdom Story Company.
I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, one of the most beloved songs of all time.
I mean, what did you think was going to happen? You're just going to ride off into the sunset? No more struggles or pain?
Comes the highly anticipated I Can Only Imagine 2.
God is in fire, and it is beautiful.
Imagine what God can do again. I Can Only Imagine 2. In theaters, February 20th. Rated PG. Parental guide suggested.
It is a strategy session for the EU.
European Union leaders are gathering in Belgium as the bloc argues over how to stand up to pressure from the US, China and Russia. German and Italian leaders are pushing deregulation, rebooted ties with Washington and more trade deals. Speaking a day before the meeting, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz.
Overregulation in this European Union, on our European continent, hampers our economic growth.
France is pushing European preference to protect key industries and to steer defence spending towards EU arms makers. French President Emmanuel Macron has proposed issuing Eurobonds to help finance investment in key sectors.
Because if we are not able to be in the race with the US and China in the coming 5 years, we have no chance to deliver our agenda.
I'm Karen Chamas.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The FDA is refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine made with mRNA technology.
Synthetic mRNA is used to deliver instructions for producing a harmless piece of a virus to the immune system so it can learn to recognize and fight the real pathogen. It's been in use in laboratories for decades, but it sounds enough like science fiction. It remains in disfavor among many, including Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FDA sent Moderna a refuse to file letter complaining that during clinical trials, the company failed to compare the new shot to the best available standard of care. Bob Agnew reporting.
Could be trouble on the horizon. The Congressional Budget Office is projecting worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the coming decade. The skyrocketing debt driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Yes.
Today is the 12th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community.
Yep, that's right. And usually, go ahead.
Ben's here.
Ben!
Good morning.
It's
National Plum Pudding Day.
Okay.
Another
plum
one?
Plum pudding. What was that nursery rhyme?
Isn't plum pudding very British?
Yeah, and sat in the corner and stuck his thumb and...
Oh, no, that was Humpty Dump in the plum pudding. No.
No, that was...
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner.
There it is.
Okay.
Curds and Whey. That's what it
was.
Okay,
well, curds and whey are a little bit different than plum pudding, but okay.
It's the birth dates of?
Charles Darwin.
And?
Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln. Because we have President's Day on Monday. I think Washington's in there someplace. So.
Yeah, and I understand that is it my understanding that the kids get the whole week off?
No.
I don't know. I have a girlfriend that said she's going to have her grandkids because they have the president's week.
I think it depends on by the school system.
Oh, okay. It's like a week? Okay, anyway, let's look at the weather. 65 will be your high. It's absolutely, you know that I drove to work today and I opened up my sunroof.
Oh.
I just wanted to feel that beautiful, crystal, clear, fresh air on my head and my face on the way to work. It was great. 65 will be our high, overnight lows of 39. We're going to have a little bit of patchy fog tonight, but tomorrow mostly sunny with, again, 65, overnight lows of 42. Saturday is calling for about 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, overnight lows of 43, where it gets in to be about 70% chance of rain on Saturday night. Sunday is calling for about 80%. So we're going to have rainy day on Sunday. And then on Washington's birthday, 53 with rain. So, you know, we talked about the fact we've got to get out there over Sunday and put the blanket on the horse because we're going to have those overnight lows. Like on Sunday night, it's going to be around 42. Monday is going to be 36, overnight lows 36. And Tuesday overnight, like at 36. So right when you think that you're going to put your little sweater caps and mittens away, not yet. So
they're saying that Mount Shasta Ski Park could be getting some great.
Well, that's what we need to do.
Should be getting some great snow.
We
up there.
Need to. I am not. We cannot let another year go by. I got an inner tube.
We have let 18 years go by.
I need a little. What I need is like
it's so fun.
I like butter schnapps or butternut schnapps or whatever it is. And then to go into the snow where it's so cold. So it kind of works together. It's like a combination. And then go down. And I'm not too proud to say that I want to go down one of those inner tube things. So anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson. It's the Kinney family, three generations strong, giving you senior and veteran discounts for all of your propane needs. It is a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Now, always when we read the weather, They bring, they sponsor the weather, so we're proud of that. And then, of course, when I heard that Norm Hall, Dr. Norm Hall, was coming in today, I was like, I'm coming in. So, anyway, so good to see you.
I am so delighted to be here. And super glad that Linda's here, by the way.
Well, you know, when she said, who's going to be on today? And I said, well, you know, Dr. Hall's coming, Norm Hall's coming from Simpson, because there's so much stuff going on, and including some trips we want to talk about. Because this is usually, we've divided this up so that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, somebody has to keep our house running.
And not Mr. Gallagher is important.
Right?
Yeah.
Not that he's not important, but you had other appointments and stuff.
Yes.
And so somebody has to do that. And so, but she heard you were here.
Yeah.
She said, I'm coming.
Really glad to be here with you both.
Well, yeah, good to see you. All right.
Okay, so Dr. Norman Hall, who is the president of Simpson University here. And I want to bring out some things as during the discussion today about the value of Simpson, not just in the education side,
mm-hmm.
but the value in the financial side that Simpson provides. And a lot of the big news, and, you know, in full transparency, I am a member of the Citizens Advisory Council.
Indeed. The longest standing, too.
I think I'm about the last one left that started this. And I've gone through, you're my third president there. And I will say that, in all honesty here, you have just turned and burned since you've gotten here.
Is that a Marine saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Turned and burned.
Anything that cool has got to be a Marine.
Yeah, you know, you make that turn and you hit the afterburners. And that's what Dr. Hall's done and has changed the whole direction of this university.
Oh, thank you.
And now you're in the middle of the talks about having a medical school here.
Mm-hmm.
And you just went to, well, you can give us some background on that, but then I want to talk about this trip you just made, too.
Can I sneak in something first?
Because sure, absolutely.
Our basketball team, men's team, is going to be playing for the conference championship these next two games.
Mm.
And so one is tonight at 7:30 against Westcliff, and then Saturday night against Stanton. It'll be a packed house. We have great popcorn and snacks, and especially with our new football program and cheer. You know, we have 22 cheerleaders and like 10 dancers. The gym is just rocking and rolling like it has never been. Linda, I'm sure you would like it. So one of those games. I know your folks are in town, but maybe. So we want to cover them in red. We want a sea of red. And 7:30 tonight, all of your listeners, I'd just love to see you at the game. Some people don't know, at the beginning of the year, we whipped, should I say that, I need to be more humble. I hear my dad's words in my head. We were paid to come play Chico, and we won by quite a margin.
Mm.
So Chico's, you know, state school, NCAA Division II, and that's the kind of ball we're playing this year. So it's pretty exciting.
That was kind of, it was, because we discussed it at one of the meetings.
What time is the game?
7:30.
7:30.
So people on Saturday night, if you're thinking Valentine's, I don't really want to do a restaurant.
Yes.
And you say it's packed. Is it sold out?
No.
Okay.
We'll squish more in.
All right.
It'll be great. Yeah, go get a burrito and then come to the game. It'll be tremendous.
And a couple Beano when you have your burrito
So
spread the love.
Okay. So then I got to brag too. Our cross country team won the conference this year.
And our
volleyball team won conference this year. Both proceeded on to national play. So, you know, when we first met, Carl, I said, what we want to do is bring the best of co-curriculum and the best of curriculum. And we want a lot of fun, and we want to work hard, and we want our students going out and changing the world. We want three outcomes. We want effusive faith, critical competence, and courageous leadership. And we know in the world today we need courageous leadership. So, most recently, we grew our nursing program by about 40%, and which will affect us by about 90 more graduating when all the cohorts fill. Because you bring in 50 more each time, and times five.
During this time where we have a shortage of medical personnel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well documented.
And right.
You all have increased now by 90
graduating. At the end of the day,
Well, that's...
So, And we're working on an F and P right now, too.
Well, your nursing program, too, is one of the top in the state, which means top in the nation.
We just got ranked third again just the other day. And mm-hmm. and it's really based upon an NCLEX scores, which everybody knows that's like the bar exam for nurses.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've had five cohorts in a row pass on the first taking, which is like finding a unicorn horn on the beach. We only had one not pass in the first go, and I'm confident on the second go. Just wow. It was nerves. So then our next step, we were working on a family nurse practitioner degree, which we still are. In fact, I expect it'll be launching in the next year or so. But I was working on that, and I was I am a personal friend of Paul DeNuca. I just really believe in who he is. You know,
yes.
as a nonprofit, I can't officially endorse somebody politically, but I know him to be a great man, a hero for the community, with grit, drive, determination, and desire to serve the people in the community, just like us. And he said, hey, have you ever thought about an osteopathic school?
Okay.
Oh.
Now we're going to break there because now we're going to you know, get into the trip you made and what this is all about. So,
okay. All right. Break time.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993. It's not her first rodeo. And it's insurance services and financial management. And they're all at 1378 Hilltop Drive, two separate divisions, however. And she has been helping people, like I said, since 1993. If you're not happy with your insurance, and that could be life insurance, that could be health insurance, how about homeowners insurance? How many people will be sent over there?
I don't know, but I got a call yesterday from a girlfriend. I'm just going to say this because I said, go to Judy Maxwell and her people will help you. And it's not like you've got to go in and say, oh, I'm going to pay you a fee because somebody's turning 65 and they're trying to figure out the Medicare. Yeah. She said it's a nightmare. The other insurance wasn't a problem, but now I have to be Medicare and all the things. And so Judy will help you to navigate what you shouldn't sign up for and what would be advantageous to sign up for. And some of the commercials and the calls, oh, you get this for free and that for free, but that doesn't work here in Reading.
Yeah, it's true if you're in a large city, but you see it advertised everywhere. But Judy will walk you through those steps, and she has just been a big help to us when it's on our insurance needs. If you're not sure, how about a free review and evaluation of what you have? Yeah, just give them a call at 530-221-0441. Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Hall, Simpson University.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReadingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
This February, share the love and win big at
Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you in and drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th, where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500. Fall in love with winning. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. This event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Yes, we are. It is the day. You know, you may want to just, you know, open your windows on the way to work. Kind of blow it out. Get that air in your lungs because it is a beautiful day. We're so blessed to be here living in the North State. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott here with Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio. We always stream at KCNR1460.com. So if you're hearing something with our Dr. Norm Hall in this program this morning, or Mike Gallagher in the prior hour, and you are wondering, like, I didn't hear that, what was that? You can always go back to archives, to our website, which is KCNR1460.com, and pull that program back out.
Free Fire Radio, just go to our, it says archives, and it'll be marked, so you can, in fact, all of our archives have all of our guests on it, going back 16 years.
I know.
Can those be captured and forwarded in email?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you can download them.
That's handy.
Yes, it is.
And we, you know, people coming in, kids singing and all that, so their grandparents, are, you know, out of area can hear them.
They can promote it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We open up our archives to our guests so that they can use that.
When Linda's on, you should have this video recorded.
Oh.
We used to have
a camera up there.
We used to talk about podcast here where you could do that. Yeah. But let's get back to something that's more important. Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University.
Talked about all the teams.
Dr. Paul Danuk has been talking about a medical school as long as I've known him. We've known him a long time. But he approached you because now people are talking, well, can we do that? You know, can we get a medical school? So he approached you. All right.
Let me back it up just a little bit. When I came to Simpson, I said to myself, you know, like Mary, you ponder some things in your heart that people aren't ready for yet. And they weren't ready for football till about the fifth year, till we proved that we could spool up sports, you know. And we were very successful, as you know. And so in my heart, because my sister is an osteopathic doctor from Northwest Missouri, Kirksville, I always had in my heart that Simpson University should, once they get in the level of stability and strength that was required, we should consider an osteopathic medicine. But it was I maybe shared it with two or three people. So I'm talking to Paul, and he's running for office, and he says, you know, everybody's talking about the shortage of doctors. And about the same time, Dr. Moo, who was my personal doctor before he took the county job, because I have a lot of trust in Dr. Moo. He said, we've got a crisis here. As you know, he declared it a crisis for the county. So about that time, Paul said, have you ever thought about it? Well, I had to confess, yes, and I think we could do it. And so the conversation went a bit like this. From an educator, a practitioner position, there's three priorities. One is money. Two is people. Three is accreditation. So accreditation requires you to have a WASC accreditation as a university first, which we, of course, have in great standing and much better than the last few years. Every year it's gotten better, and we've had new programs. So we know that landscape. Typically, if you have allied health majors like pre-med, pre-vet, and pre-dental, plus a nursing school, that's kind of the trifecta that you want in place, because you already have a funnel of people heading your way, and we had just added kinesiology. So I said, look, Paul, I was thinking that we would launch a family nurse practitioner first, but we want to be Redding's hometown university, so I think we need to give it a go. And we pulled a committee, a consortium together. And I looked up at the wrong time and became the chair of the group. And so, yeah, so the three things.
You were 5 minutes late getting to the meeting.
Yeah.
And found out that everybody stood up and applauded. Yes. Applauded for the new chair.
Right. So of the three, one is accreditation. We know that landscape.
Yes.
And two is people. Now, people means that the doctors want to be on board, that the hospitals want to be on board, that the city wants to be on board. And then three is money, and three is a subset of number two. The people in the community have to be interested and willing to help put this together, run campaigns, chase the government to try to get, you know, the HSA money that's coming from the federal government to the states. We have to, have you ever seen Horton Hears a Who, where the old Doc Hoovy says to JoJo, you better make a yop? So this is our time to make a yop. So our coalition is running around, physically going around and collecting letters of support, and that's the sort of thing you send in with government grants and with accreditation requests. So right now, we're stirring the pot and finding a tremendous amount of support. Tremendous amount of support. In fact, comments are very rare. Perhaps the most exciting thing is that the county gave a 5-0 vote of endorsement. And that's a really big deal. You know, our governmental agencies here don't give a 5-0 vote without significant conviction and data. And so that was a big win.
I think there's been three of them, 3-5-0 votes.
I think
the county.
And we got one.
Okay, there may be more.
You
than
would
that.
Think that Linda sang the national anthem before that meeting. It went so well.
Well, Dr. Hall,
flatter me.
Part of this is in the feasibility study.
Yeah.
And is that you all took a trip to a little place called Pikeville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
And oh, I heard of Pikeville, Kentucky.
I looked it up. Pikeville, Kentucky is in the middle of
nowhere.
Nowhere.
If 2 hours to any airport.
Yeah. If you look at it, you go, this, and it's, the town is 7,500 people.
Right. That's right.
7,500 people in the middle of Kentucky.
Literally, in the middle of the east side.
Yeah. I mean,
in a holler.
So why would you go to Pikeville, Kentucky?
Well, you know, Appalachia, I want to be honoring to the North State. We know there are challenges with ACE scores here. We know that we have a lot of rural people that have medical needs. And we know that the economy here in the North State is not too dissimilar from Appalachia. So we said, okay, who's already done this exceptionally well in an environment with the same challenges as us? And I'm an odd duck. I do research on Saturdays, And I ran across Pikeville and looked at their stats and said, holy moly, they're like our twin in the middle of the mountains of Kentucky. So I called Burton Webb, the president, and said, hey, we've got a tremendous need here. And you spooled up osteopathic medical school just a few years back. Could I bring a team out to study you and see if it's feasible for us? He said, come on out. So I took Dr. Danuka and our vice provost, Darren Gordon, our new provost, Michael Salmeyer. I took our board of trustees, Dr. Jim Postma, and Josh Barker, who's on our board of trustees as well. And we had 2 days of clinic on what to do and what not to do, and they parsed through the financial model that I put together with a company called CFO Colleague. And when we were done, one of their vice presidents said, you guys have so much in place. You understand this. If you can't do it, there's something wrong. Because you have the perfect community. Salute to Shasta and Redding and all of the surrounding climbs. We're set to go. But everybody has to remember, it's part of the long game. It takes a few years. It'll take, if we rent a space mm-hmm. and retrofit it, this is a $42 million enterprise. And it requires between $30 and $50 million in escrow. Whenever you start a medical school, the accreditation bodies require it. So it's a big lift. But I think Shasta County has done a number of things that other people thought couldn't be done, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, you know, the thing when I read about, because we were talking about it in our meeting, you know, when all of us were there, so I just looked it up. And, you know, first of all, it is in the middle of nowhere. But they are graduating
150 a year.
150. Now, and they started it how long ago?
About 20 years ago.
About 20. Okay. About 20 years ago, they decided to do this. And they are graduating 150 MDs.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
DOs.
DOs. They're doctors of osteopathy.
Right.
Which is different than a MD.
Right.
But they can also, the DO from what I read, because then I looked, well, what's that?
That's Dr. Paul Davis.
Yeah, that they can perform surgery. They,
everything.
They
there's
can
no
do
limitations.
Everything. Yeah, there's
In
no
fact,
limitations on them. It's that it's just a different name.
Well, I had to look up Pikeville so I can just share with our listeners. The city has been a center of rapid development in eastern Kentucky since the 1990s.
Right.
Now, Pikeville College, now the University of Pikeville, opened the Kentucky College of Osteopathic Medicine in 1997.
Right.
The university also opened the Kentucky College of Optometry.
Right.
Central Appalachia's first optometry school in 2016. In 2005, the 7,000-seat multipurpose Appalachian Wireless Arena opened in downtown.
It's a beauty.
So you, when you think about all of these, this is also, you know, people think of Pikeville. It is the Hatfield and McCoy feud area. Yes,
right.
And the McCoys are buried up on the hill, so that's also
right.
In Wikipedia here. But it also talks about it's just 7,074 as of the 2020 census. So when you think about that, you have this kind of a powerful punch that is happening. It is really amazing.
Physicians a year.
A year.
That they are graduating.
And what's interesting, you know, medical school has has 2 years of almost pure study. Go ahead. You got to take a break?
We have to take a break. We went right by it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. People say, Carl, you're dating yourself when you say it. Across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Well, yeah, but it used to be the subway there, too, so that gives you an idea where they're at. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. This is a great place, my friends, to get a haircut. It's not a hair salon. No, it's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I have never gone to another barbershop since I found them back in 07 when I moved to Redding. It's a pleasant experience, and they've got it set up so you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. Two ways to do it. You call them at 530-244-9478, or you go to Booksy, and I've used that, and that works. Hmm. You just go in and put in your put in the barbershop and set up a time that works for you and them. And then you get a receipt back saying, okay, you got it. And then they remind you the day of the hair, of your haircut. It's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Hall at President Simpson University. We're talking about a trip that they took to a little place called Pikeville, Kentucky, because we want a medical school in Shasta County in Redding. Is it doable? Well, that's the committee that Dr. Hall is heading up to see. Is this possible? We'll be right back.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-25.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
And good morning to this Thursday edition here. How are you today? It's a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day. And we have, the temperature is going to be around 65. It feels a lot warmer outside. Overnight lows tonight will be 39. We got a little bit of patchy fog that is a prediction, but not sure that's going to happen or not. But then Friday calls for 65, and Saturday we start with our rain, 57, Sunday 56, and then Washington's birthday. We've got rain in the forecast. Just an update.
Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, if you haven't been down to Charlotte's, I just got to throw this in. You got to get down there. It's, you know, I just heard their spot. Kids can make their own pizza. They got a kids pizza making spot there.
I was just down there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the food's just outstanding. I can't say enough
about
Charlotte.
In the Anderson outlet.
Yeah, we got to have Charlotte and Kathy back on here soon. But we're here with Dr.
Norm Hall.
Thank you.
Dr. Norm Hall.
It was circling in my head there. Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, who just made a trip to Pikeville, Kentucky, who built a medical school of osteopathy. They're graduating 150 students a year. Now, one of the things, Dr. Hall, that I didn't think about, but then after I got the information, I thought, how true. Do they mentor? Well, they're in a small town. We're much larger. They're 7,200 people. We're at 92,000. The thought that we can start mentoring our kids in elementary school.
Absolutely.
To get them ready to go to our own medical school tells me we would probably be able to keep a 100%. Number of them.
Yeah. Well, if you look up the stats on UPike,
they
have 70% of their graduates go into residency in the greater Appalachian radius.
Okay.
And then after they finish their full 4 years, 40% plant as rural docs in the Appalachian radius around Pikeville. So they have dramatically impacted.
I guess so.
And some of that is how you set it up. You know, in the third year, your rotation is preset. In the fourth year, the students get the opportunity, and this is the difference between MD. MD kind of has you locked in where you go. And not uncommonly to the major medical centers, the osteopathic model can have you go up to the North State in a clinic where you do everything from surgery to delivering babies to, and they become real specialists in family medicine.
Yeah.
So Pikeville, they knew their mark. They began with the end in mind. They said, we want to impact rural medicine and fortify our local hospital. And, of course, they, on the backs of that, they built a beautiful hospital with about 450 beds in Pikeville, 7,000 residents. They have this amazing 450-bed hospital. So it's a high tide that lifts all boats. Let me say something before it gets away from me, if I may. Because our people who serve our county and our city are regularly in the middle of controversy and people throwing things at them verbally. Kevin Cry, Alan Long, Corky Harmon, Matt Plummer, Chris Kellstrom really did their homework, really led by Kevin Cry. And these folks I have experienced as deeply, deeply committed to the North State. And this is as much of a function of their doing a study initially. And Dr. Danuka coming forward and saying, I think we could do it. Am I saying, yes, I think we can. So some props need to go to our public service.
Well, no, they do. When any time the five of them agree on anything is a red letter day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But on something like this, and there was opposition to this.
Sure.
I'm glad that they took the time. And when you talk to medical professionals, you know, you ask, what do you think? They think it's a great idea, but I don't see how it's going to happen. That, you know, because everybody believes it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it's going to happen. But that's what your committee is doing.
Yeah.
You're putting the structure into this dream.
Yeah.
This is how we can do it.
Right. With a backdrop of during the same time that I've been president, 95 schools like us across the country have closed. The economics are against us. What we have going for us is Shasta County and Redding. We're forward-thinking people, right? And so everybody has to lean into making ourselves better together. And you say, can it be done? Can it be done? I have no doubt, especially because our Coalition for Exploration is a strong and bright group, which includes the Dignity Hospital chair. And in the last 5 years, Little O. Simpson University, in the face of cataclysmic financial challenges for higher education in the North State, in the U.S., we raised $35 million, and we're building a $10 million business technology and engineering building. We're the little engine who can, right? And in collaboration with the city, I think $42 million, which is what it'll cost to start it, again, using a rented facility and retrofitting it for to be used
and
as a
school. And it's
like
85,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, good job.
I remember
you did your homework.
I remember what goes on in those meetings. I write things down.
Yeah.
Because this is very interesting to me, and I'm sitting there listening to a commercial business expert sitting next to me, thinking, okay, what do we have out there? And, you know, to be able to do something like this.
And there's some good chatter going on in that space. We do have some facilities here.
Yes, we do.
You know, ranging from business buildings to shopping centers that could be retrofitted. I know that Les Melberg, who's a personal friend and designed our business technology and engineering building, talk about expertise in the North State.
Oh, yeah.
That group of guys. So he has already looked at some of the storefront in the Redding Shasta area, thinking about what could be. So I have a lot of confidence, but it is going to take us all pulling together. Now, Biola got a one check for like $40 million, so it can happen. It can happen. The big challenge, the biggest challenge is the financial capacity.
Well, I think, you know, if – and we've got to get back on schedule here, but, you know, if we had the plan, could this be something that the state really leans into? And
it's possible. I have, you know,
saying,
I have
this
met.
This is what we've lined up. It's doable, but we need this kind of grant from
I have met with Assemblywoman Hadwick, and she seems very positive. I don't want to put any words in her mouth.
No.
She seems very positive about the idea. I met with Dolly's people. They seem very positive. And you know, hey, look at this. If Simpson University, we did a study with ESI Consultancy about 5 years ago when we were 40% smaller, and it showed that our annual contribution, financial impact on the city is $52 million. On the North State, $90 million. On California, $106 million. So what if we add a medical school with 600 more students? That puts Simpson University's contribution to the North State. It really becomes an economic engine for the North State. And so we want to be Redding Shasta's hometown university. This is a bullseye.
Let me say again what Dr. Hall said. $56 million comes into Redding and Shasta County from Simpson University being here.
Yeah, just think about gas and housing for faculty and students going to the shopping mall and eating in a restaurant.
That's the economic impact that Simpson has. And then you're absolutely right. If you had a medical school or anything like this, we're already in the top 25 small towns or cities in America, according to the Milken Institute's study of America. We're the only one in the top 50 in the state of California.
Mm.
And you think about that right here in Redding. So we've got the capability of being able to handle something of this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
But we as a community really have to pull together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be right back after these messages.
All right.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. No.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And our guest today is Dr. Norm Hall, and we've been talking about a trillion effort to find out the feasibility of putting a medical school here mm-hmm. in Reading. And the feasibility is there.
It is. And, it's very doable.
But you wanted to give a shout out to some of the people in this community.
Yes. And I don't want to be just a name dropper. I want to say some names of people who have invested. These are very, very busy professional people who have invested in helping us discover the viability. So, what we call this, the Coalition for the Exploration of Shasta County Medical Education, Paul DeNuca, of course, myself, Gretchen Melberg, whom you know is a favorite medical, I think she's a PA, right? A physician's assistant. Everybody loves Gretchen. Dr. Irene Salter, Jason Salter, Christy Coleman with HHSA as an agency director, Paul Wong, who's an MD anesthesiologist, Robin Schurig, who's coordinator of Shasta Community Assessment and Redesign Collaborative and executive director of Health Alliance for Northern California. Then, of course, Todd Smith, CEO of Dignity Health, Dean Germano, CEO Emeritus of Shasta Community Health. Everybody knows Dean and how bright he is. And then Dr. Darren Gordon, the Associate Provost at Simpson. So a big shout out to those folks for their vision and their willingness to invest in this.
Well, our community here, you look at people that don't live up in the North State have a certain view mm-hmm. of people mm-hmm. that live up here in the mm-hmm. North State. They think we're knuckle draggers and we all carry guns.
That's unfortunate.
And it is unfortunate.
They underestimate us.
Totally underestimate us when you've got people like you just mentioned and hundreds more that are, very, very proactive in doing the right thing for our community. And I, you know, and so when you hear these, and these are names that are familiar to us.
Yeah,
You know, some maybe you haven't, but then when you get into looking at how good we are up here, I mean, in the top 20, I think we were, I don't know, 14th or something like that, as being the best city. And this isn't something you buy. This is based on statistics. And health, the health industry up here, we are the hub for the North State. And a hospital or a medical university here would be such a benefit to the whole North State. And, you know, it's that type of thing. So we can't, we can say, oh, it'll never happen, it'll never happen. No, no, we got to get that out. We get that out of your lexicon.
You got to start.
That's right.
Winning is beginning.
You can't have football. Well, yes, we
winning
can.
Winning is beginning. I like that.
It is. It's true.
And by the way, our football team is really getting strong.
Got a new coach.
Next year is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I tell you what, you built it from zero. You got, what, 120 athletes in there, too.
And three presidents in the Frontier Conference has called me and said, we feel you on our necks, which is really nice.
Well, good. You say, well, with all due respect, I'd like to have my boot on your necks at the next
it's
game.
It's coming.
It's coming. Now,
So you asked where UPike got their money, and it was largely coal money.
Yeah.
In fact, they call their a few years in, they built a medical school building, and it's called the Coal Building. So
Coal, C-O-A-L, K-O-H-L.
So we have a lot of industry up here in the north, and we already have seen a significant contribution to the oncology center that's being built.
Yes.
The problem is we don't have enough docs to staff those spaces. So we've got to get after it.
And growing our own is, it's just, that is a way to do it that you can be very successful, growing our own.
And I have to say this, you know, Ernest Hemingway said when he went bankrupt, he said it felt like it happened all at once, but it really was 1,000 decisions over a long period of time. And we have a medical crisis right now. If we don't do something, if we don't start investing, it's not going to get better. Think about that. It's not going to get better.
No.
And we need to staff up the new resources, and we have people with need. The challenge when you don't have enough docs for your population is some people go untreated, and some people go untreated to a significantly shortened life. And we don't want to be that place.
No.
So whatever Simpson University can do, and at some point I'll bring this to the board because it'll take a lot of money moving. But so far my board has been very supportive of all this inquiry.
Well, everything that you've built down there has increased the student body, your enrollment, your stature in the education community and thus in Reading also.
Thank you.
Now, two things before we get ready to leave. Tomorrow, Patrick Gorman's going to join us with a lot of new legal things that are going on. And Jason Odell is going to be with me from Odell's Barbecue.
I got to be there because that's the best barbecue
he's going to be
on the planet.
He'll be on at 7 o'clock. He's next door, and it's really tough because I come in here at 6 in the morning. They are already cooking.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. You know, they've got a little place out there with their firewood, and I haven't seen that before because it was open. So they're stoking.
Okay, and here's an announcement, everybody. To get to our website, yes, you can do the KCNR1460.com, but it's easier now. You just put in KCNRradio.com. And I'd like you to do that, and then click on our sponsors tab. Our sponsors are the ones that keep us on the air. We are constantly signing up new sponsors, and we have some that have been with us for 16 years. But if you click on their tab, you can find out information about them, how to get there and all that. And please support our sponsors. Simpson University, I am proud to say, is one of the ones that have been supporting us. And and you know what? We feel value in every one of our sponsors. Everybody from Odell's to you know, Charlu's, you know, Alliance Heating and Air. I mean, I could go on and on. People have been with us.
Well, we love
Shasta Regional.
Yeah, and we love the fact that we support local. If you hear national commercials, that usually comes from a national, like a program that we bring here to the station, like, you know, Armstrong and Getty and Dave Ramsey and Savage, those kinds of, used to be.
Mark Levin.
So anyway, so when we do our show and we have our local shows, it's all about this beautiful input of breathing life and energy into our community.
There you go. Hey, tomorrow, I've already said who's going to be on, but Dr. Hall, you've got basketball tonight.
Big game.
And they're going to the conference championship.
Yeah, we win one. I think it's one or two out of the next three, and we won the conference.
Okay.
So you can expect the gym will be full tonight.
Yeah. Now, you got a game tonight at 7:30. You got one Saturday at 7:30.
Saturday at 7:30, right.
We might just sneak into that. I don't know. Maybe we can sit in Dr. Hall's area
great.
There. Do we get a free hot dog or anything?
Stop it.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. You know what? It's going to be sunny today and tomorrow. Enjoy it because the rain's going to start coming. Temperature's going to start dropping at night. But have a wonderful, wonderful day today.
Hey Carl and Linda, thanks for being champions for our community.
We love this community.
Our honor.
We love this community.
Absolutely. We breathe in the same air.
That's right.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.